Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Getting healthy on a budget can be tough, but that's where Nourish comes in. Nourish connects you with a registered dietitian for expert nutrition advice without the high cost. The best part? 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket since Nourish works with hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross Blue Shield, Aetna, and United. Meet with your dietitian online from home or message them through the Nourish app for extra support. Staying healthy has never been this affordable. Match with your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Monday.
Sean, how good are you at not checking your portfolio?
I'm horrible at it. I've been good at it the last 2 days because I've forced myself to do it. I'm terrible. You know this. I check my 401k. It's part of my routine in the morning. I check it because there was a time where I didn't have a ton of money, and I was part of it was my own fault. So part of my routine is to not only try to stay debt-free, but also pay attention to my investments and make sure they're getting administered properly. And unfortunately, they have been getting administered properly the last 2 days. They've been getting kicked around like Ralph Macchio in The Karate Kid right now.
I've gotten pretty good at, like, I really rarely check anymore. I just check to be sure I'm not getting screwed over somehow.
Yeah.
Like you said, administratively.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been riding this recent wave pretty smoothly.
That's good.
I've been beaten about the head and ears enough in my life that I've gotten a genuine long-term approach to things. And I know my own psychological shortcomings. So I don't torture myself.
I'm taking a break from checking every day, if that's what you're wondering. Yeah, I'm taking a break from checking every day until whatever's going on right now straightens itself out, maybe gets us a little bit back, and then we'll see what happens. But I was just, as I'm walking out, your Trajan Wealth ads are tremendous. And as you're walking out, I'm like, oh yeah, hey, my retirement took a beating this week. Yeah.
I have a hard time. The hardest thing now I've gotten to an age where when I try to talk sense to people in their 20s,
mm-hmm.
I hear them saying all the same things I did before the first tech bubble burst.
Yeah.
Where, you can't talk any sense to somebody in their 20s. That, like, nope, everything, things are different now, old man.
Yes.
You don't know what you're talking about. This is, whether it's crypto or anything else, like, you're a dinosaur. You know, like, all right, just go ahead and live and learn.
Money.
We'll just circle back in 30 years. We'll see how that's. Yeah.
Money's the one thing that you should, if you're younger, listen to advice from some of us boomers and olds about, because we've been through it.
Yeah.
Money is also the one thing that nobody really wants to listen to reason on if you feel like you're sitting on something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This guy doesn't know. He wasn't around for that. He was around for his stuff. He's not around for my stuff. So,
first tech bubble burst in 1999 was fun because there was a period where everybody was talking about what an idiot Warren Buffett was for not going whole hog in on the dot-coms and everything. Like, what a stupid old man.
Mm-hmm.
God, what a moron. Oh, God.
How'd that work out?
He's still doing all right.
He is. Astros, 4-5 on the season. The other thing I haven't looked at, similar to my 401k, is the standings in the American League West. Is it bad that I have a stronger vow to not look at the standings in the American League West than I do? Don't look at your 401k. The Astros are 4-5 right now. And thank God they win that game yesterday. They beat the Twins down 7-1. Midway through the game, and Ronel Blanco gets chased. And we'll talk about that. Ronel Blanco getting chased in the second inning and Spencer Arrighetti getting chased in the fourth inning the last 2 days.
Yeah.
We may as well talk about it now since we're sitting on it. Like, as good as it feels to win 2 out of 3, and I think that big comeback win is one that hopefully is one they can they did some things that individuals can build off of offensively. Like this Yordan home run feels like, okay, this is the storm is coming with Yordan. Paredes started to look like a big league third baseman at the plate. Had four
Brendan Rodgers had a good had a very good weekend. Yeah,
yeah, and he might end up being the regular second baseman. We'll see. But the elephant in the room, which is muted a little bit because they did win yesterday, Arrigetti getting chased in the fourth inning. The Ronel Blanco one, which are you more concerned about? Arrigetti getting chased in the fourth inning on Saturday because he gave up a three-run bomb with two outs in the fourth, or Ronel Blanco just never getting untracked in the game yesterday?
I think, boy, it would be hard for me to power rank it. I think that I'm just going to go with experience and the body of work that Blanco had, at least over the first half of last season. Mm-hmm. And I'm relatively long-term confident in Blanco. Arrigetti's still a work in progress, so I'll be nervous about Arrigetti.
Yeah.
That, now, if the bats can keep coming alive and start to deliver on this, Yordan especially, it's less of a concern. But, this is such a different baseball team. Without Kyle Tucker and Bregman out there especially, there's so much unknown. And there's also without even being able to put my finger on it, it just feels so much different emotionally in so many ways that I've got a constant feeling of discomfort with, like, I don't know who these guys are.
Okay, that's what I wanted to ask.
I don't know who they are.
Yeah.
I don't know these guys.
Yeah.
And I can't be as cocky about, like, just give it a little bit of time. Nah, Bregman's a notoriously slow starter. We'll be fine. I don't have that same foundation to fall back on now.
Dude, and some of the guys, like, Yiner is a disaster right now.
Oh!
Yiner is awful right now. Terrible.
You know where he's been really good at is pitch framing. The one thing that people were wondering, he's in like the 97th percentile of pitch framing.
And he's 1-for-22 in his last 22 at bats or whatever it is.
Hey, gods giveth and they taketh away. Looks like he's a true veteran catcher there behind the plate with his pitch framing. And yet, yeah.
I appreciate you having his back. It's no very noble of you to have Yiner's back. Would you rather have Yiner rake at the plate and be kind of crappy at pitch framing, especially knowing that the electronic strike zone is coming sometime down the road?
The electronic strike zone isn't going to do that much to negate the importance of pitch framing, because you have to challenge. So the pitch framing still matters.
But you know what's always going to be important? Hitting the baseball with runners on base. That's always going to be important. And Yiner is doing none of that right now. He's awful right now. So there's that. I did like that Altuve, forget about the defensive part of it. He had an error on Saturday. Still having trouble getting the ball out of his glove and into his throwing hand.
Yeah, that's his big obstacle right now, is just actually taking the ball out of his glove.
But yes, he followed up his platinum sombrero on Thursday, say Friday off, with a really good weekend at the plate, including the game-winning RBI yesterday. So overall, positive on Altuve. Yordan bomb, great. Paredes, four-hit game. Hey, Josh Hader, two-inning save yesterday. No hits, no walks, three strikeouts. Josh Hader, probably not pitching tonight, I would guess, if there's a save situation in Seattle tonight. They play late tonight in Seattle. Well, that's an intense night of sports watching here in Houston. We got the Cougs in the title game. We got the Astros with their first divisional matchup of the year against the Seattle Mariners at 8:40 tonight.
8:40.
It's going to be a late night, man.
What time's the basketball game start?
7:50. 7:50
okay.
Tip. Yeah.
All right, I might have to take a nap this afternoon.
Yes.
Damn it.
Yeah. Budget that sleep, man. Budget that sleep. So that's the good and the bad. I feel 4-5 right now. The problem is the Rangers are 8-2. The Angels I'm not too worried about, although Mike Trout looks like Mike Trout. He's hit home runs in his last three games, you know. So
yeah, I'm sure that'll work out brilliantly for the
It always does, yeah. It always does.
Yeah, Mike Trout can be the triple quadruple MVP this year. They'll still be the Angels.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Text message, Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text page. The worst part about that take about Deion and his son, for those just tuning in, we just replayed Emmanuel Acho's take that you should take Shador with the first pick if you're Tennessee, so you get first crack at Deion next year as a head coach, and the two will subsequently revolutionize the NFL.
And it's more so that Deion will revolutionize the NFL.
Yeah.
Not even the Shador. He basically, Emmanuel Acho basically said that who knows if Shador Sanders is any good as a quarterback. You need to get Deion in the door if you want to revolutionize the sport.
All you gotta
I'm okay. I'm okay if you're high on Deion Sanders as a coaching candidate in the NFL. That's cool. But don't be sitting there and telling me a guy's going to revolutionize the sport.
Yes. So here's the text. The worst part about that take about Deion and his son is what if they're horrible and you can't fire Deion because then you're going to piss off your quarterback. Yeah, they are inextricably linked. What titles or championships has Deion won as a coach? Why is... Okay, and then they got some other stuff in here about Deion that I'm not sure is true. Angelo versus... Or Acho versus Cataldi is going to be like the Cena versus Orton of the early 2010s. It is two really bad takes.
Yeah.
That was
They'll be in the circle of infamy at the end of the year when we have the final tournament for worst take of 2025.
Yes. Yeah, I'm keeping track of all of them. I keep the ones that are really, really bad.
The take that started it all off was Ross Tucker's take that if you really like a restaurant, that you should not tell anybody about it because you end up waiting too long to get in. And he almost said that you should talk bad about it. And then lo and behold, I was watching an old Pepe Le Pew cartoon this weekend, and I forgot one of the cartoons. There's a burglar who paints the cat with like a skunk.
Oh yeah,
and then puts the skunk in a bank to get all the customers to run out, and then the bank robber just goes in and takes all the money. That's the Ross Tucker strategy.
Yeah,
Ross Tucker would advocate a skunk scare to try to make his restaurant have less of a weight.
Did you intentionally go to watch a Pepe Le Pew cartoon, or were you flipping around and you landed?
I did. I went to watch a Pepe Le Pew because we've got a skunk issue, and I've been trying to get rid of a skunk without shooting the skunk. I'm going to trap it next. But I got some skunk repellent. And you know what? It makes perfect sense, and yet it was a shock to me that skunk repellent, it smells, it's incredible smelling.
Oh,
which
really
makes sense, doesn't
it? Yeah, yeah.
If you're trying to repel Pepe Le Pew,
yes,
then something that smells fragrant and nice, it's all these essential oils, it's peppermint oil and all this other stuff, then it smells incredible.
So let me be clear on this. You have a skunk problem at your house. Is that what I'm hearing? And so you were watching Pepe Le Pew, hoping to kind of get inside the mind of the enemy a little bit? Is that what you were doing? Yeah.
I don't know. That'd be a good way. No, I think it was almost like, remember Pepe Le Pew? What was his deal anyway? And then you go back
too,
and watch it. That you totally did a bunch of stuff to get yourself canceled in the future. Putting the full court press on this poor cat, the whole cartoon.
Seth's got a coyote issue. He's sitting here watching Wile E. Coyote like, oh, God, I can destroy these creatures. This guy is stupid. Oh, we've got some fun dip takes.
You can buy a skunk trap mm-hmm. that my father-in-law actually has one. I'm going to borrow from him. It's very small, so the skunk can't lift up to spray after you trap it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you think like, oh, great, I buy a skunk trap, and then it sprays all over the place. The thing is, it's tearing up our vegetable garden is the problem.
Got you.
So that's why we got to get rid of the skunk.
Okay, so you negate his or her superpower by putting them in that box. Okay, I got you. Text message. I snorted Fun Dip once when I was a kid. I have no idea why either. I didn't know a damn thing about Coke. I had blue and purple snot for a while afterwards.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I remember a kid snorting sugar packets. Well, you're at that age where you don't know what cocaine even is, but you've seen it in a movie or something.
Yeah.
And, what was that kid's name? He was one of the kids who moved away. And, you know, those guys kind of become dead to you. He was a huge part of my life up through fifth or sixth grade, and then he moved away.
And that's it.
And you talk about him every now and then, but he snorted a line of sugar.
Was he miserable afterwards, or was he like?
No, he acted the way you would in the movies. If you saw somebody snort a line of coke, he acted like he was just gonna go out and take on the world.
That's great.
Yeah,
I wonder how much of that was psychological. Like,
it was 100% psychological.
Yeah, that's great. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Final segment.
Yeah, can I tell you my other drug scandal?
Sure.
We're at a wrestling camp one summer. Our whole high school team went to the same wrestling camp. And we were down in, we were at some gas station. We had like a couple hours off. So you go into this little town and we saw these things. We were all dragging our asses, you know, and they had these pep pills that were, and I'm guessing looking back on it, they were mini thins back when epinephrine was legal to buy over the counter.
Yep.
So we all bought these pep pills, but there was this one kid, Kenny, who didn't have any money at all. He came from a real poor family and he stole the pep pills. He shoplifted the pep pills. And got caught doing it. Yeah. Yeah. So poor Kenny. Meanwhile, the rest of us, we took these pep pills and we were flying. We were flying at the next session.
Oh, you.
But poor Kenny almost got kicked out. And then they had to sit us all down and talk to us. It's like an after school special. You know, Kenny was allowed to stay at the camp and but he gave us this talk about drugs and everything. And it scared us straight. I would never do mini thins again until high school. Yes.
Taught you how to kind of manage it a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mini thins were rough, man. That was bad. I can't believe those things were legal. Those things were powerful.
Three little kids drugged up at a wrestling camp on pep pills.
What could go wrong? At Alfred State College.
Oh, my God. Payne and Pendergast with you. All right, final segment coming up. Best bets. I got a couple best bets for tonight's championship game between the Cougs and the Gators. You can hear the game right here on Sports Radio 610. We will do that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.